God give him a message and give him liberty.
Amen.
Well, we're thankful tonight for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, bought by the blood. Thank the Lord. I appreciate it. And I'm thankful that that blood in which he shed upon Calvary, it will never lose its power. And it is still sufficient to do what is needed in this hour. I'm glad, brother, I've been washed and made clean through his blood. And I appreciate the Lord for it. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Look with us, please, tonight, the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings tonight, chapter number 2. And I'll begin reading in the 8th verse of this chapter of an account tonight that is very familiar, no doubt, to each one of us here. But I will trust the Lord to touch us, his will to be done. The Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse number 8, and Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. So they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what thou shalt do for thee before I be taken from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on, they talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces, and took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed down themselves to the ground before him. Father, tonight for a few moments we pray, desire the help of God, Lord, at this time. We know that apart from thee, we can do nothing. And so we look to you tonight to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. May the Holy Ghost tonight help us, empower us. May you move tonight in this service. May you touch hearts. May the message of God be conveyed. May thy will be done, and may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, as we consider these scriptures, of course, we have here really the transferring of the mantle of Elijah unto Elisha. And this will take place here, and it was the will of God. For the Bible tells us, friend, that this man, Elisha, was to be anointed to be prophet in the room of Elijah. We understand how that, friend, he would go by and cast his mantle upon him, and this man would follow the great prophet of Israel from that day forward. As I began to think about this man and what's taking place here, I recognize this man's dedication. And I really appreciate the fact that he was committed to the task. And we live in a time where there's not a lot of commitment, but here is a man that was committed to the office that God would give him. As a matter of fact, friend, the Bible tells us that he was, friend, called to be the minister of Elijah. And so this man was willing to serve the man of God before the Lord ever let him take up the mantle. We live in such a time, friend, when a lot of folk want to be the leader, but not many want to be the followers. But nevertheless, this man would would minister. And the Bible even said about this man that he poured water upon the hands of Elijah. Now, seemingly to this point, really, nobody knew much about this man. He was just a minister unto this man by the name of Elijah. But we recognize his dedication. And friend, here in this chapter, we also see his separation. Now, what would happen here as Elijah, friend, would take and go, he would tell this man, Elisha, to tarry, but he said, I will not leave thee. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, friend, there was a camaraderie, and they walked together, and regardless of where their path took them, praise God, he stayed by the stuff. And I really appreciate that tonight. But the Bible tells us as they would cross over the Jordan, the Lord would send a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and it parted them both asunder. And when this took place, friend, that severed them, they were separated. And friend, that was the only thing I believe that could have separated these men. And of course, when this happened, then the Bible tells us that Elijah would go to heaven by a whirlwind. And Elisha saw him no more. Then we see here this man's exclamation. And the Bible tells us here when this took place, he began to cry, my father, my father. Amen. Now think about what's taking place here and the event that just took place in this man's life. Sometimes there'll be things that happen in our lives, friend, that are kind of traumatic events. And I would have to say this is one of those events. And he would rend his clothes and say, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And I believe, friend, listen, as you look at this, maybe there's a couple of things we can draw from it. It could be, friend, that the relationship was such, friend, that he viewed Elijah as a father figure, much like Timothy would have viewed Paul, and how that Paul referred to Timothy. And there's a great possibility, friend, that he would make this statement because of that. But more than that, I believe it's because he recognized the importance of this man to the nation of Israel. And I believe what he's saying is more than all the armies of Israel, more than all the horsemen of Israel, more than all the chariots of Israel. This man was the man, friend, that made the difference in a nation. This man was the man who had the power of God in his life. He was the protector and the nurser, friend, of this nation. And I believe tonight, friend, that one person can make all the difference in a nation, in a church, and in a family. Amen. I believe it's right tonight. Sometimes we set ourselves short of what God can do with us. And so the Lord has separated them. This relationship now is severed. And the mantle now is going to be passed. For the Bible tells us, friend, that as this took place, he would pick up the mantle that fell from Elijah. And he would go back and he would stand by the brink of the Jordan. Now he's gone back now as he stands by the river. And God's going to have to do something for him. I'm going to tell you something. We live in a time we need God to do something for us tonight. As a matter of fact, I am convinced that everybody here tonight needs God to do something for them. And I don't know, friend, where you may be tonight. And I know, friend, physically we're not standing by the Jordan, but spiritually we may be tonight. And I believe there's a Jordan in every one of our lives. And so this man has come now to this place. It wasn't long, just a seemingly maybe just a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour, not much time passed. He walked to this same place and he walked across with the man of God. But the man of God's been taken from him and the mantle's fallen. And now, friend, it's his time. Hey, friend, there's a lot of folk, friend, that's going on, but now it is our time. And somebody's got to pick the mantle up and somebody's got to be willing to do that tonight. And I wonder, friend, are you willing, friend, to pick up the mantle that God's given you and trust God and walk with God? And I'm interested tonight in something this man will say as he stands by the Jordan. The Bible tells his friend that as he took this mantle up and he went back, he said these words, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now think about this statement now. Where is tonight the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the God tonight that he's seen do the great miracles. Where is the God that was faithful to his prophet? Where's the God tonight that would feed his prophet down by the brook or take care of him at the widow's house? Where is the God tonight, friend, that would let the fire of God fall from heaven and send the rain? Understand what he's saying tonight. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now, it's not tonight that Elisha didn't know God. It's not that he didn't have a relationship with God. But, friend, it was a different relationship that Elijah had. Elijah was that prophet. Elijah was that man that had the power of God. But now, friend, Elijah's gone. Too many times, friend, we're looking to folk that are no longer here anymore as to have taken up the mantle that God has left for us. And I want you to understand something tonight. The God of the past is the God of the present, friend. And the God of yesterday is the God of today. And the God of former men is the God of for us tonight. God bless his good name. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Oh, my. Now, it's amazing, friend, and now notice this, as he used the name the Lord God, he just didn't say, where's the Lord at? He just didn't say, where's God at? But he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And so it's a compound name. He puts them both together. I believe it's important. See, the word Lord is the name Jehovah, and it means the eternal self-existent one. Praise God. And so he said, where is the Lord? Where is Jehovah? Where is the self-existent one? Hey, where is the eternal God at? And then he would use the name God or Elohim, meaning strength or the strong one. And so that's what he's asking. Where's the eternal one? Where's the strong one? Where's the self-sufficient one? Where's the almighty God? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? As we look around the hour in which we live, and friend, we see the condition of this nation and what's taking place. I wonder where there are the cries from God's people tonight that are saying, where is the Lord God of Elijah? It's not that God's gone on vacation tonight. It's not that God's diminished in power. It's not that God's not aware. But I wonder, friend, are we standing by Jordan tonight confessing that we can't, but praise God he can, and saying, where is tonight the Lord God of Elijah? Now, as I consider this, I believe tonight God is still able to answer prayer. I believe God's still able to provide our needs. I believe God's still able, praise God, to do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I don't believe, friend, he's changed a bit. I don't believe he's surrendered his authority. Amen. I don't believe, friend, that he's nervous tonight. I don't believe things have gotten out of his control. I don't believe the Lord's a pacing back and forth over heaven tonight. I don't believe he's worried, amen, about what to do. I don't believe he's had to call a special council together to have somebody to advise him. But I believe he's the same God he's always been. And the Lord God of Elijah tonight is the Lord God, praise God, for me, and the Lord God for you tonight. And I wonder, friend, have we went anywhere and called upon him and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I believe it is a confession, friend. I believe he's saying that he's got to have the same God that this man had. Amen. See, Elijah's gone. Amen. Elijah is gone. And sometimes, friend, we just can't get past the past. But Elijah's gone. Thank God for Elijah. Thank God for what God did with Elijah. Thank God for the effect he had on the nation of Israel. And can I say tonight, thank God for the effect he's had on my life and your life. Thank God for the messages preached and the example set and how that God has used this man and his ministry to affect all of our lives tonight. But I tell you, friend, it's not just about Elijah. Praise God, it's about the Lord God of Elijah tonight. And he's the one that can help us where we are tonight. Oh, my soul. And so as I began to look at this, I see this man's cry. I want to say it's humble and it's honest. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Now let's stop for just a moment tonight and think about what's taking place. He just saw a man go to heaven in a whirlwind. Amen. God just sent a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them asunder. And I don't know if the mantle fell immediately to the ground. Brother Robert, I don't know if this man, as he's going up in the air, just turns the mantle loose. Amen. But he goes over and he picks the mantle up and there he stands. You can imagine what must be going through his heart. The best friend he ever had is gone. His mentor is gone. The man he looked to is gone. Praise God. He's just gone. And friend, gone in a grand fashion. Gone in a miraculous manner tonight. And he picks up the mantle that fell from him and he walks over and seemingly it's just like, I've got to have God. Can I tell you something, church, tonight? We've got to have God. We've got to have him. So he picks the mantle up. The sons of the prophets are still over there viewing. Isn't it amazing, friend, how we got a whole lot of onlookers but not many doers tonight. Amen. He's standing there all alone. Nobody went with him. Nobody cared to go with him. Oh, my soul, and here he is. And so he cries out, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I believe it's a cry of desperation. I believe he knew he had to have God. I tell you, church, we've got to have God. I've got to have God tonight. I cannot do it on my own. I don't possess the ability. I don't have the knowledge tonight. I cannot, friend, but he can. I cry, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the God of the past? Thank God moving in the present. Where's the God who did great things yesterday? I believe he's the same God today. But I wonder how many folk are calling out and crying out for God in desperation. We've got to have God tonight. We see his cry. Oh, my soul, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He's been called to do a great thing. He's very aware of the fact, friend, he's already been anointed to be prophet in the room of Elijah. He knows that, but he also knows, friend, he can't do it without God. Amen. He can't do it without God. You know what we've got? We've got a lot of folk tonight that are trying to do it without God. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, friend, we live in such a day now, friend, that God's not needed like he used to be needed in the mindset of many. As a matter of fact, friend, that philosophy's come down to the house of God. Hey, no longer are we asking God what do. No longer are we seeking God's face. Amen. I'm just telling you, friend, what's the truth tonight? Hey, church has become very mechanical as we go from place to place to place. We see the mechanics. I've seen God begin to move and God begin to work and God begin to stir in the service and God begin to touch and God begin to operate, friend, as only God can. I've seen man stop, friend, and go a different direction. I've seen folk feel like, friend, they need to say something. They've just got to do it. I've seen preachers say, I've just got to deliver this message. But what about what God wants? What about standing, friend, and saying, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And so we see this man's cry, and he would cry out, friend, I've got to have God. I tell you, church, we've got to have God. Amen. Oh, we've got to have it. The need's great tonight. Oh, my soul. I see this man's crossing here. Now, think about this. Here he stands. And he's standing there all alone. That's a tough place to be tonight. Amen. He's standing there all alone. And he's got to have God. Amen. And there's sometimes, friend, we find ourselves all alone. Boy, we got to have God. And as he's standing there, I see the crossing. Now, I believe he's simply doing what he saw somebody do that had the power of God on him. Amen. I believe that's what he's doing. Amen. After all, Elijah's his mentor. He's just coming in behind him. He saw the man of God walk up to the Jordan, and he saw him take the mantle and wrap it together and smite the waters, and the waters parted. Amen. There was no magical words sent over that. Amen. He just smote the waters. I believe it was an act of faith. I believe it was an act of obedience. I believe it was an act of submission. I believe it's saying, Lord, if I'm going to cross, you're going to have to get me across. I can't cross this thing by myself. As he would smite those waters parted hither and thither. And the Bible said they walked upon dry ground. Can you imagine that? In a moment of time, in an instant of time, hey, for the waters parted, the ground was already dry. They didn't get their feet muddy. Praise God. If anything, they got them dusty. Amen. In the middle of a river, that's an impossibility, but not with God. Amen. And so he stands there and he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? What a question tonight. Amen. What kind of answer would you give? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And so we see his cross, and the Bible tells us here, he would rend his clothes in two pieces, and we take up the mantle that fell from him and went and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Now, I tell you what, friend, if you're going to smite the waters, you're going to have to get close to him. Isn't that right? Amen. You're going to have to get close to him. He didn't stand back there and wait for God to part him so he could run up there right quick and go through it, but he got all the way to the bank of the river. He got as far as he could go without getting in, and there he stood. And friend, listen, I believe, friend, he's gone as far as he can go. I believe what he's saying to God is, Lord, this is as far as I can go. You're going to have to do something. I cannot go any farther. There's a barrier in front of me. I'm not going to be able to cross this unless you do something. See, there's a lot of folk, friend, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get across. Hey, friend, they say, well, maybe I can buy a boat. Maybe I can build a raft. Hey, friend, that's not what it's about tonight. It's not about what man can do. It's not what you can manufacture. But it's about what God can do in a miraculous way for our lives. And so I say tonight, where is tonight the Lord God of Elijah? Then he smites the waters. And as he smote them, as he began to cry, the Bible said that the waters parted. Amen. The waters parted. It's amazing, friend. I began to think about how that God parted these waters. And as they parted, as the man stood there, and I don't know how long he stood before he crossed. I don't know if he took a few moments, praise God, to take it in. I don't know, friend, if he wanted to savor the moment for a minute. I don't know if it's like God was saying, hey, friend, you just asked me a question. Where am I at? Praise God, here I am. Amen. I tell you, listen, I sometimes ought to be listening for the voice tonight. Here I am. Because every one of us in our heart and life has said something similar to what this man has said. Hey, we've been in situations in our lives and we prayed and we said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey, listen, we might not stand and testify that truth tonight. We might not stand and say, I've questioned God and said, Lord, where are you at? I don't understand why I'm here and how am I going to get across this? But every one of us have tonight. But God has parted this thing for his man. He's parted it. Maybe he did stand there for a few moments as he looked at what God just did. Praise God. I don't think he ran across. I don't think he was afraid to cross. Amen. I don't think, friend, he went running, friend, looking from side to side, hoping it didn't close in on him. But maybe, friend, praise God, he began to walk kind of slow. Amen. And taking some slow steps and savoring that time and saying, thank God for parting this for me. Amen. Lord, I ask a question. Where are you at? Thank God I'm experiencing you right in the middle of this thing. I tell you, oftentimes, friend, you'll find God right in the middle of it. Amen. When it's walled up on one side and walled up on the other side, hey, God will give you strength and grace to be able to go through it. That's why we're here tonight. Friend, God's give us strength. I'm not here tonight under my own strength and own power. I can't do it on my own tonight. I don't possess the ability, but the God of heaven has allowed me to continue thus far. I appreciate him tonight. I'm glad he is the eternal God. I'm glad he's the self-existent one. I'm glad he doesn't depend on anyone, but I'm dependent upon him tonight. I'm glad he's not got some power. He's got all power. I bless his holy name. He can open it up tonight, thank the Lord. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is he at? Oh my. And so we see the crossing. And the man of God crosses. The Bible tells us here, and he took up the mantle, he smote the waters. They were parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. He's gone over, friend. He's made it all the way over. You know what the devil will tell you? You're not going to make it. But he made it all the way. Hey, man, you're not going to make it. Praise God, he made it. Amen. I'm glad tonight, friend, it's not based upon what men say or men think or men feel. Amen, because there's times when I felt like I'm not going to make it, but praise God, brother, I continue tonight. Hallelujah, friend. Bless his holy name. I appreciate him tonight. But I think about, friend, his confirmation tonight. You got 50 of the sons of the prophets that stood to view from afar. And you'll find out everywhere they went, friend, there they were. And they did not encourage him, but they discouraged him. Can I tell you something tonight? Every one of you sitting in here tonight can have a ministry of encouragement to somebody else. Amen. You might not be able to help them financially. You might not be able to help them physically tonight. You might not be able to do some things in their life, but I tell you what you can do. You can encourage them. Thank God you can speak kind words unto them and encourage them. And friend, they were discouraging him. They said, don't you understand the Lord's going to take the master from your head today? Don't you understand this thing is about over? But Brother Robert, it ain't over. To God says it's over. Amen. And friend, they discouraged him, but he still found strength to press on. Amen. How good it would have been had the sons of the prophets said, we understand that God's anointed you to be prophet. Praise God, instead of Elijah. And thank God, we want you to understand we're praying for you and we love you. And praise God, we're excited for you. And I want you to understand, praise God, we're going to be behind you all the way. But that's not what they said. I'm going to tell you what, church friend, that's what the church needs. A great coming together, thank God. A great embrace and praise the Lord. I thank God of loving one another and appreciating one another and telling one another, thank God that you do. I believe it's important, the hour in which we live. Thank God for somebody. Listen, you don't have to wait for somebody. Listen, praise God, hunt them down, let them know. Amen. But they tried to discourage him. But there's some confirmation here. Boy, I like that. Really, it's just verifying what God said. It's establishing. Sometimes, friend, we want verification. Isn't that right? We want verification, praise God, that it's right, it's real. Amen. This word gives the idea of strength and assurance and proof. That's what God's doing. Brother, he's put his stamp of approval on it. Amen. Cannot be denied. Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate it. The Bible tells us here when he took this mantle up, when the sons of the prophets were to view at Jericho, hey, friend, when they saw him, they said the spirit of Elijah, amen, and that's what he asked for. Was it not? He said, I want a double portion of thy spirit upon me. A double portion. Amen. The man of God said, you've asked a hard thing. Not that it's hard for God. It's not hard for God tonight. But that's a hard thing. I'm going to tell you what, friend, that wasn't easy earned. Amen. Hey, brother, there's a lot that went with that. Other words, friend, you might have to live down by the brook. That's a hard place to live. You might have to live in the widow's house. And I'm telling you, it's from meal to meal to meal to meal. Amen. Hey, friend, they may be shouting you down one service, and then the next service they've forgotten all about you. They may blame you and ridicule you and threaten your life. Amen. I'm just saying, friend, that's what happened. He said, you want a double portion of what I've got? You've asked a hard thing. Amen. It's not going to be easy. He said it's obtainable, but it ain't going to be easy. He said, nevertheless, if you see what I'm taking from you, it shall be so. He said, but if not, shall not be so. In other words, you're going to have to stay with it. And he did. Praise God. I got a feeling, Brother Jonathan, as they walked, there wasn't much room in between them. I believe it's a little bit closer than what I'm standing to you. I got a feeling, praise God, they was walking side by side. Amen. You couldn't get much between them. Praise God. You know what he wanted to make sure? If he leaves, I'm going to see it. He said, I'm not taking a chance. I'm not going to walk over here. I'm not going to do any sightseeing. Hey, while we're over here on this side now, I'm not going to take a few moments and go over here and look at this. Or maybe he said, I'm going to stay. Praise God with you. Then all of a sudden there appeared the horses of fire and chariot of fire. Can you imagine that? My soul. And it parted them asunder. The best I can tell, they were walking so close to one another. But that chariot and those horses of fire was just right, just coming right in between them and bearing down hard till they got to the place that one had to go this way and one had to go that way. And when that took place, then the whirlwind took the man of God up. And friend, Elisha watched that take place. Praise the Lord. And now he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey, where's the God, friend, that I've been serving? Hey, where's the God I've been praying, asking, thank God for double portion? Where's the God? Thank God that just took this man from me. But thank God now he's walked across the Jordan. He's walked across the Jordan. I'm talking about confirmation tonight. Sometimes we just need confirmation. Amen. We all need that. Because I promise you there's a crowd of onlookers and skeptics. Amen. They're watching tonight. And sometimes we just need God, praise God, to give us a little confirmation. And the Bible tells us here in the Word of God that they made this statement, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. They said, praise God, we can see it. Amen. It was manifested. And the Bible said they came and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And I began to think about this. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I tell you, friend, listen, we're all alone. Thank God. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I remember an elderly lady in our church, and oftentimes she would stand and testify. And Miss Johnson, I remember things that she said. She said, I live alone, but I'm not alone. For the Lord is with me. Now, I know sometimes that's easy to say, but the fact of the matter is if you're saved tonight, thank God he lives in you. I begin to think about the word of God tonight. Friend, the Bible said Christ in you, who is the hope of glory. Amen. He's the hope of glory tonight. The Bible tells us, friend, Jesus said, I am in the Father and the Father in me and I in you. And brother, that's about as close as it gets tonight. Praise the Lord. I bless his good name for that tonight. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. Do you understand what he's saying now? Lo, I'm with you always. There's no stipulations put on that. He didn't say, if you do good, I'll be with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always. Praise the Lord. I bless his name for that. In other words, when I've done the best I can, hey, brother, he's with me. Hey, friend, when I've not done good at all, he is with me. When I've been obedient to the will of God, he's with me. And when I've not done what God said, he's still with me. When I pleased him, and when I've displeased him, hey, when I've rung the bell, friend, or when I've just missed out, hey, he said, lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. What a promise tonight. Brother, he's with us. Amen. Where is the Lord God when we're alone? Praise God, two things. He's in me and he's with me. Amen. Thank God he's in me and he's with me. Child of God, if you're saved tonight, he's in you. Thank God, and he's with you. You know what he's saying here? Really, Elijah's saying, I need to see something. Amen. Listen, I'm not kicking against that. I know tonight we're saved by faith. We live by faith. We're to walk by faith. But sometimes I like to see something. Can I be honest tonight? Now, you might be that one that says, I don't ever have to see anything. But, brother, sometimes I like a little confirmation. Praise God. In other words, I like to see something. That's why, friend, he just didn't jump out in the water, but he took that mantle and smote it and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And God began to part that water for him and gave confirmation. Praise God. And he realized, thank God. Hey, God, he's with me. Thank God he's with me. He's with me. I bless the holy name of God tonight. I'm just saying, brother, we need him. Those times when we feel all alone. Amen. We need him. When we come against something we just can't pass over. Isn't that right? How's he going to get across? Amen. Boy, the rivers are running. Amen. He needs God to help him. Too many folk, friend, are trying to figure out how they're going to do it. They're running up and down, friend, the river. They're trying to find a foot log somewhere. Amen. They're trying to find a shallow spot. Praise God. But he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Boy, I appreciate the Lord tonight, and I bless his name. He's made us a promise in the scripture. And what did Paul say to the Hebrews? I will never. Now think about this tonight. I will never. That means under no circumstances will I leave thee nor forsake thee. I appreciate that tonight. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Well, I'm going to tell you what, child of God, if you'll look around, you'll find him tonight. Praise God. But you don't have to look any farther than yourself if you're saved, because he abides in you. I begin to think, praise God, a few things about this, and then I'll be done. But I'll tell you, friend, I'll tell you where he's at tonight. He's in the believer. Amen. I'm talking about he's in the believer. And friend, that means if you're saved, he's in you. Praise God. I'll tell you where, somewhere else tonight, brother, he's in this Bible, and you ought to get in it. Thank God, because you're going to find him in this book. You can't go far without finding him. Why is that? He's the author of it, friend. And page after page after page, praise God, there he is. And brother, he'll be exactly where you need him to be. Praise God, when you come to that place. Brother Robert, there's a lot of times I can't get over, but thank God there's somebody there to help me over it. Praise God. And that's the Lord God. Amen. I bless his name. Where is tonight the Lord God of Elijah? I want to say tonight, brother, he's faithful tonight. He's faithful. He's in the believer. Thank God he's in the battle. He's in praise. God, amen, everything that we're in. When we come to it, you know what David said? He said, the battle is the Lord's. Isn't that right? God was in the battle. Amen. It wasn't because David was such a good shot. Amen. It's because of the Lord God Jehovah. Amen. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Praise God, he's in all these places. And I don't know what you might need, what you're going to need. I don't know what you're facing or what you're going to face. And you may find yourself in a place like this man said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Lord, where you're at? You know what he's saying? Lord, I could sure use a little confirmation. I need some strength. Amen. No doubt a lot of things going through his mind. See, what happens sometimes is, hey, friend, people just don't preach reality. Sometimes the fact of the matter is we've got a war going on in our mind, and friend, we're facing things, and doubt, friend, is plaguing us, and we wonder, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey, friend, listen, he just saw God do something for somebody, but he needed God to do something for him. And sometimes one of the hardest things is when you sit there and witness, and you see God doing something for somebody else, and you see God's answer to prayer, or God's done something miraculous for somebody else, and you need God to do the same thing for you, but he's not. Moved, and you wonder, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Oh my, but the same God that was faithful to that man was the same God that was faithful to this man. And I tell you what, God opened her up, and I began to think about this tonight. But you know, when Moses was there at the Red Sea, God opened that thing up. Am I right? God's experienced. Amen. He opened that thing up. And they all walked through. And that was a great miracle. And then Joshua had a similar experience at the Jordan, the same place where he's at. They had to get across. How are they going to get across? God. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, listen, he opened it up for Joshua. And then he opened it up for Elijah. And now he's opened it up for Elisha. And you reckon tonight he can open it up for me and you? I believe he can. Because I find out that the God that Moses served and the God that Joshua served and the God that Elijah served and the God that Elisha served is the God that we serve. It's not two different gods. Amen. Just one God. Amen. He still got the power. He still got the authority. He still has the ability. And thank God, friend, when we say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? My prayer is, thank God that the God of heaven will open up some things and do some things and confirm some things for you. Brother, you'll find him, praise God, in your heart. Just look for him. You'll find him in this book. Thank God, look for him. You'll find him in your circumstance, your situation. You just look for him. And the devil might say, friend, listen, you're never going to make it across this. Wait a minute now. He did. And God's no respecter of person tonight. And I'm going to trust the same God that helped Elisha to help me. And I'm going to trust the same God, friend, who did it for this man to do it for this man. And thank God to do it for you. Where is the Lord God of Elijah tonight? Have you ever been in that place? Sister, come on, if you will. Have you ever been in that place? Thank God, when you wonder, where is God? Where is God at? He never said we wouldn't be in that place, but he did make us a promise he'd be faithful to us in that place. That's what he did for this man. That's what he's done for me and you. Where is tonight the Lord God of Elijah? Let's stand tonight, please. Father in heaven, I want to thank you, Lord, for the grace of God tonight.